We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Liz Fraser in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And somebody's whistling. Derek Nimmer, it's you. Will you please keep quiet?
Right.
Derek, why are you whistling before we've even started?
Just a little seasonal whistling, that's all. Right.
All right, we're all trying to get into the festive spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, and also it's my pleasure to welcome Liz Fraser for the first time. She's going to try and do battle with these three clever protagonists of the game and see what she can do for the Distaff type. Once again, I'm going to ask them all to speak if they can for 60 seconds on some subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And of course, according to how well they do it and whether they're challenged, they will gain points or give them away. Clement Freud, will you begin this week, please? The subject, very seasonal, stuffing your Christmas bird. Can you talk about that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Any feathered friend which is afloat at this time of year may be called a Christmas bird. And if you are about to stuff one, I think you should take great care not to choose a bird that is too small, like a sparrow or a dove. In fact, a turkey, a chicken, a goose would be ideal animals for this sort of treatment. I feel that it is ignominious to put your hands inside such stuffing. And prefer personally to get my stuffing done on the outside, usually in a roasting tray, keeping such instruments as I might use in my culinary pursuits cleaner and less infected than they would otherwise be. But there are many.
Daring them are your challenge. Why?
No hesitation.
No. I'm keeping it with Clement Freud. So he gains a point, so I disagree with the challenge. 6 seconds left. Stuffing your Christmas bird, Clement, now.
Some people think that bird being a synonym...
For those of you who may be fairly new to the game, when the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, who now has a commanding lead of 2 over everybody else, because nobody else gets scored. And, Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is stocking fillers. Can you talk to us? That's a dirty laugh in the audience. Anyway, Derek, stocking fillers, 60 seconds, starting now.
Responding to the dirty laugh in the audience, I would say that my favorite stocking filler is long limbs encased in a pair of these same stockings that we are talking about. On the other hand, there is a dirty man who lives in
Snowman. Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
He's talking about legs and suddenly says, on the other hand.
Clement Freud an extra point for a clever challenge, but Derek wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. Stocking fillers, Derek, you keep the subject and continue, and there are 42 seconds left, starting now.
In Snowland lives a charming old gentleman with a white beard, as every boy and girl knows.
I didn't know that.
Liz,
yes, I didn't know that.
Liz, well, I'm sorry that you don't know, Liz, and maybe after the show I can explain to you all about Father Christmas. You see, he wasn't actually deviating from the subject, he was keeping going. The fact that you didn't know about it, unlike everybody else, it's very sad. But it means that Derek still keeps the subject, and he gets a point, of course, and there are 35 seconds left, stocking filler, starting now.
Santa Claus, or Father Christmas, as Nicholas Parsons would say, keeps his stocking fillers in a large sack, which he keeps on the back of his sleigh.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
The word keep occurred twice.
Yes, that is right. You did say keep twice. It was sort of, yes, you did. It's rather difficult.
It's
small words, not to repeat them occasionally. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, so you gained a point, and you have 27 seconds for stocking fillers starting now.
Little cuddly bunnies made of cotton wool and harmless material like that, and marzipans, chocolates, and little wafers.
Like this. My love, you challenged.
He said little twice.
Yes, I'm afraid you did. And she was listening terribly well, got in very sharply there, and, because you see, if you press your buzzer first, it eliminates all the other buzzers.
Quite right. I don't want to eliminate anybody else's buzzer.
No, well... So, Liz, you've gained a point, and you have 15 seconds now to take over the subject of stocking fillers, starting now.
One of the advantages of growing older and bigger is that one's stockings enlarge with age, which means that one can get more fillings into one's... hosiery.
There was a definite hesitation, I'm afraid, Liz. Derek, you gain a point. I agree with the challenge. So there are 3 seconds left now for you to take over stocking fillers starting
when I wake up on Christmas morning, I find a lovely orange right at the bottom next to the...
Kenneth, inspired the challenge.
Christmas, you said it before.
You did say Christmas before. You started Christmas before, and now you say Christmas.
Absolutely right. Well, listen.
Occasionally, they can't think of any other way to argue their way back to it, so they come magnanimous. Kenneth listened well. He got in just with 3/4 of a second to go on stocking fillers. Kenneth, starting now.
Silver bells!
Kenneth Williams was feeding them on the whistle when, so he gained that extra point, and to use his phrase, he has leapt into the lead.
Well, thank goodness, my record has been abysmal over the last few weeks. Abysmal!
But you've let him out
inside me. He's been abysmal. I just think he's a lowly punishment, and we all need a bit of ego, that's hard.
You're behaving in an abysmal way. Yes, because you've leapt into the lead alongside Clement Freud. It's not quite enough to... And Liz Fraser, it's your turn to begin.
Yeah.
So, the subject is, still on the Christmas theme, I'm glad to say, things I've found in crackers. And as a little cracker yourself, Liz, will you talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
One of the things that I found in crackers was my husband. It happened like this. I had an invitation some years ago to attend a housewarming party by a friend. And I agreed and accepted with alacrity. And bejeweled and bedecked, I arrived at her abode. And I had the feeling that something very exciting was going to happen. And I looked around the rooms to see if there was some sort of nice man that I could perhaps be attached to. A tall, dark stranger approached me and asked me where the loo was. I didn't know, so I directed him to the hostess who was standing near me at the time, and another man approached me, and we found that we had a great deal in common. For instance, we both enjoyed Derek Nimmo's feet, Clement Freud's cooking, Kenneth Williams' wit, and Nicholas Parsons' milk. And... I must say that the house's name was Crackers.
Liz Fraser has joined us for the first time. She started with a subject and she managed to keep it right through to the end, so she gets a bonus point for speaking for 60 seconds. Well done, Liz. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject is... The fairy on the top of the Christmas tree. And that laugh, listeners, was occasioned by the fact that Clement Freud looked very rapidly at every member of the team here to decide which one he thought he should apply this to. And he finished up with Liz Fraser. So the subject is the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, Clement Freud, 60 seconds, starting now.
It's a very long way up the top of the Christmas tree, as opposed to the fairy lower down on the same piece of...
Liz Fraser, you judge.
I think hesitation.
You think, and I think, and so you gain a point, Liz, and you take over the subject of the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, 50 seconds left, starting now.
There are no fairies at the top of our Christmas tree because...
Kenneth Williams, which
I'm very intense.
Yes,
my darling, I don't like young gallants, but I'm good.
Well, you were being absolutely accurate. Oh, so, Kenneth, you get a point. You take over the subject. There are 45 seconds left. The fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, starting now.
She is generally a rather delicate-looking creature with tinsel and porcelain, mice-like features, and everyone says that she is presiding over this festive gathering and spreading light and joy from from the top of her perishing Christmas tree. Indeed, of course, it is in the process of decay, as you all know, when you come to clear up those dreadful needles that get everywhere. I once sat on them and had them with appalling trouble afterwards, but only a very greasy emollient eased my anguish.
Challenge.
Well, he's talking about something really rather nasty, which has got nothing to do with a fairy. He was way up on the top of the tree.
Yes, and there are 8 seconds left, Derek, for the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, starting now.
When I was a small boy, I used to sing a lovely song, which was, every little boy would like to see a fairy.
Clem and Troy, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
What?
When I was a small boy, boy.
Oh, that's right, yes. Clement, you gain the subject, and there are 3 seconds left. The fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, starting now.
Her name is Gladys, and she had the most terrible time getting up.
Clement Troy then gained the extra point for speaking when the whistle went. I've never heard of a fairy called Gladys. What a... Anyway, Gladys got you an extra point, an extra laugh, and you're now equal in the lead with Kenneth Williams.
Oh, an honour for you, Clement.
Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, mistletoe. Can you talk to us about that kissable subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Mistletoe is a rather nasty parasitic creature that grows round fruit trees, apples and pears in particular. It has been used from the ancient times to depict something which is really rather nasty, so we won't talk about that. We'll talk about its modern usage, which is to kiss young ladies beneath. And there's nothing I like more, in fact, than singing, here we are, beneath the mistletoe. No, young...
This phrase, why do you challenge?
Beneath twice.
Two beneaths give you an extra point, another point, I mean, and you take over the subject of mistletoe, and there are 36 seconds left, starting now.
I always thought that it would be the most romantic thing to be kissed underneath the mistletoe, and every year I would stand strategically placed under this...
Derek, I agree with the challenge of hesitation. You get another point, and there are 12 seconds left, mistletoe starting now.
Once I spent Yuletide south of the equator, and there they had plastic mistletoe, and nothing more obscene have I ever seen. And it is...
Let's face it, why the challenge?
Obscene.
But not correct. So Derek gets another point, and there are 3 seconds left for mistletoe, Derek, starting now.
Pucker up your lips, babe. I'm coming in on the down.
Kenneth, party games. Can you tell us something about party games? And there are 60 seconds to do it, starting now.
I think it was probably expressed most beautifully by Babbage Gascoigne when he wrote, here are the pencil and pad, you won't find it bad. These are games that we all of us know. Pass them on as you write them and add infinitum. It's just party games. Make a good evening, girl. And even as he uttered those words to me for the first time, a tear began to form in my eye and drop to the floor below, where it ate its way through the floorboard.
It's a time. Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Floor and then floorboard. Two floors.
Yes, alas, it's a pity.
It's very fly, isn't it?
Yes. This was a lovely story.
What a beautiful poem.
Yes, what a beautiful teardrop right through the floorboard. Anyway, Derek, I agree with the challenge. There are 19 seconds left for party games, starting now.
My favorite party game is called Stuffing Your Christmas Fur. What you have to do is to get a large turkey and some sage and onion stuffing, and everybody gathers...
This phrase, why do you challenge?
Stuffing twice.
Stuffing a Christmas bird, something. That's quite correct, Liz. Well, listen. 14 seconds left for you, Liz. Take over the subject of party games, starting now.
Are you?
Oh, Clement Roy, why do you challenge?
Hesitation,
not at all.
Time
on the show, and there you... Anyway, Liz, you have another point, and there are 13 seconds left for party games, starting now.
I first met...
Clement Roy, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
No. Even less hesitation. There are 13 seconds left for party games, Liz, starting now.
I first met Clement Freud at a party, and he asked if I would participate...
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Hesitation.
I can't let her get out what she was going to say to his face. That's why.
I must say, she started over the thought of what you were going to
say. Yeah.
What a pity. We may never know. Texas as well. Perhaps the series will continue. There are 7 seconds left with you, Clement Troy, to continue with party games starting now.
My favorite party game is getting Ebenezer Scrooge into a stocking filler.
Kenton, why have you challenged?
Deviation, getting Ebenezer Scrooge into a stocking.
It's impossible at this particular time, yeah, because he does not exist. I give you a point and a subject, and there are 2.5 seconds left. Party games starting now.
We're supposed to take hold of your partner's hand and she her ear.
Well, at the end of that round, Kenneth was speaking once again, so he got the extra point. Liz Fraser crept up in the middle of that game and has now overtaken them, has 1 point lead over the other three at the end of that round. So it really is Liz, your turn to begin. The subject is carol singing. Would you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Good King Wenceslas,
I've challenged because deviation is just talk about it and you seem to sing about it.
Yeah, that's
you
asked
them to talk about it.
Yes, it is a very good challenge because I did say actually talk about it and she started to demonstrate it.
But she's so, new.
What's that?
She's new.
So let me put it to the audience. Now, do you think, I say, will you talk about it? She was demonstrating it. If you agree with Kenneth's challenge, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Yay! If you disagree with Kenneth, you're on the lady's side. She's new to the game. It seems very justified. So
brainwashed all of them.
Liz gains a point and keeps the subject. There are 55 seconds left for carol singing starting now.
When the snow lay on the ground, deep and crisp and even brightly.
Why are you chanting?
Well, all the Dan. Anchor Dan, all the Dan.
Well, technically, she was repeating herself, wasn't she? So I suppose to be fair.
That's going to be a rule from now on.
Give it to Kenneth. I did say and.
No, I'm not going to charge any points. That's the fairest thing to do. I'm going to leave the subject with Liz Fraser. No points charged, because I'm not going to charge on ands. I think we've once before established that. 47 seconds left. Carol singing Liz, starting now.
It is not generally known that I have the most exquisite voice with the range of...
Clement Troy, challenge that time. Hesitation. I agree, Clement, you gain a point and the subject, and there are 42 seconds left. Carol singing starting now.
When the mince pie is wheeled in on the trolley, we hold hands and sing carols, especially Carol.
Liz Fraser, challenge. Why?
Well, I thought he said carol twice, but the first one was actually
this
carol.
This is what happens. He tries to be clever,
yes,
and the first person in often gets stumped. So I disagree, because it was carols, and now it's a girl called Carol. Clement gets another point, and there are 33 seconds left for carol singing, Clement, starting now.
The holly and the ivy and good and king and Wenceslas and many other lovely carols and...
Liz Fraser, why do you come?
Carols.
Yes, well done. It wasn't for and.
Well done.
And there are 22 seconds left for carol singing, Liz, starting now.
And because I have this marvellous voice, I am asked every Christmas time to go singing with the choirs which are going around the various districts in our area. And I go armed with a flask of gargle water and sing Once in Royal David's City, Silent Night, Good King Wenceslas.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Reputation of Good King Wenceslas.
Yes, because you sang that before.
Yes, I did sing that.
So Derek got him very clever just before the whistle. There's half a second to go. Carol singing.
I have a lovely new violin.
The audience here always are, but you see, it must be fair in the game, because EMS, they hadn't actually blown the whistle, so Derek was in. And it's even more exciting, because we have three leaders all together, and Kenneth is behind the other three at the end of the game.
Well, as Herodotus said, what is good without my saying so.
Yeah. If you still have a chance to redress the balance, Kenneth. And the subject now is Clement Freud. It's your turn to begin, Clement. And the subject is punch. And would you talk to us for 60 seconds, punch, starting now?
If you take equal quantities of cinnamon, clove, and nutmeg, and grate all these and dissolve it in a pint of water, adding a pound of sugar, you get the most excellent basis for a punch. especially if you allow this liquid to boil for an hour or more and then strain it through a cloth into another vessel, adding to this wine whenever you feel like it, because the important thing about punch is the wine therein must not boil.
There is no more chance.
No, there's no wine.
Yes, we've had wine twice. So Derek gains a point and the subject.
I want you to
hear the rest. There are 30 seconds left for punch, Derek, starting now.
In the middle of the Victorian era, a very different challenge came into comedy, right?
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Hesitation.
I didn't notice a hesitation.
But didn't you?
No,
must be the only one.
No, I didn't. There are 26 seconds for punch, Derek, starting now.
And a magazine came to be born which was called Punch and had on the front of it the gentleman who performed his duty.
Kenneth Williams got in first then. Hesitation, I agree then. So, Kenneth, you get a point. And there are 19 seconds left for punch, starting now.
I received one on my nose in a barrack room in Ceylon, and I remonstrated. I said, here, who do you think you're knocking about? What right have you? He said, look at that. And showed me his arm, on which was three stripes, and I had none.
Dave, would you begin the next round? And the subject is port. And there are 60 seconds for you to talk about it, starting now.
Well, one of the things I've never really gone along with is any port in a storm. It does seem a rather foolish thing to say. Because if one is in a tempest or a hurricane or a whirlwind and at sea, one would rather have...
At this phase, why a good challenge?
One.
No, not one.
I
don't even know. No points scored. Leave the subject with Derek Nimmer. And there are 49 seconds left for port, Derek, starting now.
In my... this, I'd write...
Clement Freud challenge. Why?
Hesitation.
Yes, hesitation. This is a sad thing, but sometimes it's difficult to start again. Clement, I have to agree with a definite hesitation. You gain a point, and there are 47 seconds left for port, starting now.
Port is the name given to a fortified wine made in the Oporto Valley of Portugal, where it is drunk by the English gentlemen, who have for years and generations, centuries, in fact, been the only people to involve themselves.
This phrase, why a good challenge?
Hesitation?
No, he did keep going. He was running down a little, but he kept going. So, Clement, if I disagree with the challenge, you'll gain another point, and there are 30 seconds left for port, starting now.
It is traditional smart dinner parties for the ladies to leave the gentlemen and the males of the species thereafter to consume port while their female counterparts are outside.
Can you do a vital challenge?
Because you don't, see, yes, you don't consume port, you drink it. You consume. That is the act of eating, you see. You don't eat a drink. No, I'm not having it.
You're not having it. You tried very hard, but, I mean, if you've drunk something or eaten it, it has been consumed, surely.
Oh.
So... I'm afraid to be fair to the game, I have to disagree with the challenge, leave it with Clement Freud, and say there are 18 seconds left for port. Clement, starting now.
On board ship, port is the left-hand side, whereas starboard is the right. And many a sailor has gone to the wrong place simply because of a failure to acquaint himself with this simple form of direction. While drinking liquid...
We have no more time, so that is the end of this week's contest, if you can call it that, because we like to call it a game. And I must point out right away that Derek's last challenge wouldn't have made any difference to the final result. It's a very fair one, a very interesting one, because equal in second place we had our guest for this week, first time, very good, Liz Fraser. But by a couple of points only, we have the winner once again this week, Clement Freud. Enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. All of us here would like to wish you, listening, a very, very happy Christmas. From all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Ray.